I'm gonna wonder if I should lock the conference too. Maybe once we get started.
Yeah, except if the people are dropped again,
Oh, that's true. Okay, yeah. So just if anybody's dropped, just come in quiet. Just come in quiet. Yeah. Okay. Well, hello everyone. Welcome. My name is Mary, and if you've never met me before, you're new to the calls. Yeah, so I help Jason run TSB and Blue Emerald, and we have Molly here tonight. Molly is kind of the newest addition to our TSB team, and together, just FYI, we're going to be doing calls, and we hope to be doing them bi-monthly, at least, unless there's like further prompting or inspiration like this call. And I'm super pumped for our journey tonight because I love going to the White Fountain, and it's just really potent and powerful to go with a group of people like yourselves. And I have really kind of one more announcement. I wanted to say if but real quick before that, if you are the type of person that when you meditate you like to lay down or get comfy, for some people, yeah, you could be sitting up or you might be laying down. If you wanted to go kind of get that set up, might be a good idea to go, get that done right now. The other announcement I wanted to make was we have been from time to time, and recently we get asked about our ABS remote viewing program, which we used to do a lot more with. At one point, it was like pretty heavy focus, and essentially, we were teaching people how to do a kind of remote viewing that's not quite like the remote viewing that you would be taught from, like, that where you're like spying on buildings and stuff like that. That's not what we wanted to use it for. So we kind of adapted it to our own style because we knew that we would be using it to do a certain type of kind of journey where we'd be going to like five the worlds and exploring more astral levels, you could say, and that would require kind of a different bit of preparation. And we stopped doing it because it was really labor intensive. We were mentoring people by their sessions, like people would take the, there were it was an online course, and people would work their way kind of self-study through the levels, and it got to just a lot of times people would get so close and then they would just kind of fall off the wagon and not finish and not graduate to the levels that they could go to. And so we just kind of withdrew our energy from the course entirely. It was all free. And Jason says, I will only teach this again if people are fully serious about it. They really want to learn and they're on board to like to do the kind of group work that can be done with that skill set. Oh, I'm echoing through someone. Not sure who. Anyway, so if anybody is interested, he said he would do the course for $800, and we wanted to try to get like five people, I think at least five people to do it. If you're not interested, that's perfectly cool. Just wanted to throw that out there because we do get asked about it from time to time. If you want to talk about it more, hit me up through email or call me, and we can discuss it more in depth. I just wanted to throw that out there. Okay, I'd love to turn over the mic to Molly now so we can get started on our journey. And yeah, okay, that's it.
Right. Thank you, Mary. Welcome, everybody. It's so nice to feel your energy and to be here together as a group. If before we get started, if you would kindly mute your microphones. I see there's a lot of unmuted microphones, so if you can do that. You just look for the little microphone icon on your screen. It might be on the very bottom of the page or on your little avatar map. Yeah, thank you. And so some of you are familiar with me, and if you're not, I've been working with Jason and Mary and other folks. We've been, wow, it's been a journey. It's been over 10 years now, and I prior to that, I was really asking spirit for my spiritual family. And I came out to the desert kind of on a fluke and ended up in this little teeny town as a fluke. There's a whole story behind that I won't get into. But in being in this little teeny place, that's where I met Jason. And through Jason, eventually met Mary through the Blue Emerald website. And we've had a lot of wonderful adventures together and work together and star parties. And, you know, it's just very fulfilling. So I'm just so happy that you are all here as well. And I just wanted to put out there, as far as the ABS training, that there are those of us who are happy to assist with mentoring as well. So there is a community of us, and we're here for you. And I highly recommend you consider this if this is something that interests you. It's one of the tools that can really assist in creating that bridge through the fourth density and into the fifth. So it's very, very powerful. And yeah, so on that note, we'll get into our meditation now. So just make sure you're comfortable. Maybe sip some water before we start. And after the meditation, make sure you maybe drink a little extra water so you're staying very hydrated and really honoring the water molecules in your body. All right, so we'll just take a few moments here and feel our feet on the ground, or if you're lying down, your body on the ground or on your bed, your sofa, wherever you are, just feel that connection with yourself and the earth. So feel the pull of gravity and surrender to that gravity. Surrender to that pull in your body. Take a deep breath in and a long, slow exhale. And ask yourself, where am I? So feeling your body, feel your bones, the pulses in your body. Feel the skin against your clothing, the air against your skin. And in this place of being grounded, being centered, and present, we'll begin. Deep, slow breathing. Feeling your belly rise and fall. Allowing yourself to become heavier. And to relax deeper and deeper into yourself, into the embrace of the earth. To enter into the temple of the White Fountain, We must follow the protocols that were given to us by the beings that reside there. This protocol clears us and shields them of our third density static. We're entering into sacred ground. And so to begin, using the power of your imagination, see yourself in a meadow, a beautiful meadow filled with flowers. You are barefoot, walking on the soft grass and plants, and enjoying the beauty of the flowers swaying in the gentle breeze. Feel this breeze. Feel your hair blowing softly. And look around and see the smiling faces of those that are here with you. We are here together in this meadow. We feel festive, a sense of excitement, joy, and the what if. Now look around and find a flower that calls to you. When you find this flower, it's okay to pick it. Pick it and gaze at it. Study it. Look at this beautiful flower. It might seem otherworldly. It might look like your favorite flower here on earth. So find your flower. And study the textures, the colors, and perhaps even the smell of this flower. Allow yourself to sink into this experience, connecting with a singular focus on this flower. And now we hear a bell ringing, a deep bell ringing. Shift your gaze, and looking up, you see that we are on the shore of a body of water, and there is a beautiful tone coming from a crystal bark, a beautiful barge of light coming to the shore. The bell tones again, calling us. So let us now walk to this crystal bark. As we come to the bark, we see that there are two beings of light on either side of the plank onto the bark. They bow their head in greeting as you file one by one onto this bark. And with a sense of excitement, we are ready to embark. As we move across this body of water, the sun is shining on us. The air is alive with ions, negative ions. We feel that a charged energy. And as we move away from the shore, we notice that the air becomes moister, that there is a fog we are entering into, a mist. And the mist becomes so thick as we move through the water that we cannot see the sun anymore. So at this time, I ask you to look at your flower and to keep your gaze on the flower. So looking at the veins of the flower, the shape of the leaves, the shape of the petals, the stamen, the sepal. So communing with your flower, we're moving through the mist. And we feel this mist moving through our body as if every cell of our body is being quenched, saturated by this mist. Feel this warm, comfortable moisture around you. Feeling the movement of the bark as we move forward, gazing on your flower, at your flower, going deeper into your connection with this experience. You are being cleared, cleaned, purified, and activated. These charged waters are surrounding you like a cloak of light. And now as we move forward, the mist starts to clear, and we see this beautiful, maybe it's an island, but we see the other shore, and there's a beautiful white temple glowing in diamond light luminescence, and this temple is surrounded by beautiful gardens, flowers and trees and otherworldly plants. And now we arrive at the shore. And as we disembark, we notice that we are wearing a white cloak of light around us. As we walk towards the temple, we see that there are 12 stairs, 12 steps. And you are asked to leave your flower at an alcove at one of these steps. So whichever step is good for you, whatever number of step, that's where you leave your flower as an offering. And now we will continue up the stairs. So just take a moment and leave your flower as an offering. And now we are walking barefoot in our white cloaks. And we enter the temple. It's an open air temple. And we see that there are beautiful tall beings there. They are wearing white. They are maybe about 12 feet tall. It's hard to tell, but they're very tall. And they are surrounding this bubbling fountain. And bubbling from the center of the fountain is a white orb. It's a beautiful orb they use for scrying, for looking and observing the surface of Earth. These beings of the White Fountain Temple study the waters of the earth and the emotional body, the emotional field created by the humans of the earth. For aeons, this has been their charge, their care, and their compassionate service. They welcome us and ask us to stand around the fountain. And they ask that we look into the orb. The orb has connected to our solar stargate, our sun, Sol, Solaris, is shining brightly, golden diamond light shining through this orb. And in a solar flash, we are filled with this light. It's like the sun is exploding through us. So stand there and feel the intensity of this light, of this stargate. Feel its activating codes moving through every cell, every atom, every bit of RNA and DNA in your body. You are being activated. We are in a solar window. We are in the envelope of time of a very powerful solar eclipse, June 4th or June 5th, depending on where you live. Here in America, on the West Coast, it will be the same day as the solstice. So we are feeling this intensity, this energy. Allowing ourselves to be filled with this light. Open your heart and allow your heart to connect with the sun that is shining, our sun that is shining through this orb of sight. Feel your heart with love and connect your heart with this solar flash, the solar activity flaring through you. Breathe deeply. Now, if you like, you can stay right here, allowing yourself to be saturated in this light. Or you are welcome to wander around the temple, follow the streams of water. There are healing pools for you to enter into, if you'd like. Or to swim in their healing waters. If you're being called to do that, then allow yourself to walk away from the White Fountain Temple and walk around the gardens. You are also welcome to explore the gardens. Or you can stay right here with the beings of the White Fountain. You may ask a question, and if it is right for you to have a response, if it is the time, then you will know it in your heart and in your spirit, and you will receive an answer. So I'm going to mute my microphone, and we're going to spend the next 10 minutes at the temple. And then I'll come back after 10 minutes so we can end our journey. take a few moments now to acknowledge with gratitude this space and your experience. We will gather again around the white fountain. So find your way back to the temple. Where we will join the beings of the white fountain. The lady wishes to thank each and every one of you for being here. And she asks that you gaze again into the orb, and this time we see the earth. We can see the beautiful round shape of the earth. The beautiful blue colors of the waters, of the oceans and seas, and large bodies of water. And as we gaze, we see that the earth is shining from within, is illuminating and radiating a beautiful grid of light. We can see the toroidal field around the earth, going through the core of the earth and surrounding the earth like a beautiful fountain of light. And as the earth spins, we can see that the earth is in a Merkabic field. And in this beautiful field of light energy, of grids and points of light all around the planet, the light that's being anchored, the golden light, and all of the humans that are sending love into the field of the planet, and all of the support from the angelic realms and from our families of light, from our star families. We can see the essence of these hosts surrounding the planet, like faucets of light on a beautiful diamond. And the lady wants you to see this image and to hold this image in your heart. So when the appearances of the world carry codes of grief or fear or confusion, remember this image and remember that we are many and that we will bring this planet, the humans of this planet, the planet is already on her way. We will awaken into our light bodies. We are here together. The lady bows to you and remind you that each and every one of us, each of you, have your own frequency of light, and that you carry the codes of your mission. Your mission of utmost priority is the frequency of your being, the quality of your energy field. Let your service be of joy. And love. So now let us walk back to the shore in our white robes as we bow before the beings of the white fountain. Namaste. We go down the steps where we see the crystal bark awaiting us. And the two beings of light bow their heads as you walk on, one by one, entering into the bark. And the bark swiftly takes off from the shore. And we enter again into the mist, more quickly this time, holding in our hearts the image of the earth and the experience that we had at the White Temple. And we return to the meadow. And the meadow is beautiful. Now in the moonlight, as we leave the bark, we walk barefoot on the grass. And all the flowers are glowing in the moonlight, luminescent, moving as if of their own volition, bowing to you as you walk by. And as you walk by, sparks of light lift up like fireflies, and let us take a moment and form a circle and hold hands so we can anchor in the light together as a group. Anchor in the experiences, the unfoldings, and the activations. Let us fill our hearts with love and connect our love in a deep breath to the center of the earth, to the crystalline core. And let us swell in our hearts with love and connect through our sun stargate to the center of our galaxy, to the center of our universe, the great central sun. And let us fill our hearts a deep breath in joy and feel our being swell in golden light, activated, anchored. And whole, unified with your multi-dimensional self. I thank you all. You can slowly move your feet, your hands, reconnecting in your third dimensional avatar. And if you would like to comment or talk or ask Mary or myself a question, feel free. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Molly.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you know, if I may comment, it was
that
really
was
interesting.
Amazing.
Yes, who, you had a comment?
Yeah, Susan. I'm usually really visual to begin with, but what was interesting is I had my flower, and as we were going through the mist, my flower petals turned translucent, like crystalline. They maintained their feeling or structure of like a soft flower petal, but they turned translucent and clear. It was really interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. And in the temple, I did get the sense it felt like it was a hologram.
Mm-hmm.
Because in one corner, well, not really a corner, but one spot, there was like a, it was like a hologram, holographic image, whatever, was kind of, gave way to the cosmos. And I could see that it, where for me, my experience was being suspended in the cosmos within this temple. It was really beautiful. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
I want to thank you also. This was my first experience with this group, and just amazing, amazing experience there. So thank you. I just felt like coming home when I was there. Yeah. It was just so, I don't yet have words for the experience, but it was, the beings were so caring, the love pouring out was so heartfelt. And I thought I would go outside and wander around the garden, but they took me to the pool, the healing pool. And I know I got just a tremendous healing from that. But then coming back when we're all gathered together, it was, it just felt right. I don't have a better word at the moment, but it just felt right. And I really didn't want to come back. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I don't feel like I'm back yet.
Yeah, this eclipse season, we're between two lunar eclipses. We had one last week, and they're on either side of the solar eclipse. So this whole period of time right now is very potent. It's there is a greater access to our star families right now for our solar activation internally. So the beings of the White Fountain wanted to show you this through the orb and to give you that gift, but also know that you can connect any time with the sun and lay down if you can, or sit comfortably. If it's the morning, you can gaze right into the sun, but allow your heart to enter into the sun. So the codes are just extremely powerful right now. And while the world is kind of shaking apart, it's because things are disassembling. And so for those of us that are paying attention and keeping our focus in a more neutralized state and mental polarity in terms of balance between the right and the left, so it's a different kind of polarity, but finding that neutrality in terms of our perspective of what's going on in the world, and just really keep your heart, just be steadfast with your connection with your soul and your spirit and with our sun. And you know, we're here because we chose to be here, and we're here really to share our frequencies, our energetics. Yeah. Anyone else want to share?
Does anybody else feel their body just kind of charge up with energy? And it was amazing how, like, for like our guided meditation, how quick I felt like it just dropped right in. It's like the minute you were talking, it's like the energy started flowing, and I still feel it in my body. Just wondered if anybody else was,
yes,
kind of feeling
like super. I do too.
Yeah.
And I want to thank Nexus for sharing the anchoring of light information with the project that he's spearheading with us, you know, through his mentors. So thank you for that, Nexus. I think it's just so potent, the three breaths of connecting the light from the heart. And so it just felt right.
Yeah. Next, if you can comment in the chat if you want. If you wanted to dial in, you can. If anybody needs to know the number, it's 801-512-0283.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes.
There you are.
So I've been trying to talk for so long. Very odd. Very odd when you're trying to, it's like one of those dreams where you can't like control it and you're trying to punch somebody or something or get away and you're just panicking. Molly,
we've all been.
That was amazing how you depicted that light anchor. That was, I saw what you were doing there and I didn't know until you were doing it. And that was simply amazing. And that circle just created such a huge column, and I'm actually choked up right now. I don't get that way often, but thank you very much. And I'm really emotional right now. Very cool. Very
well,
cool.
It's
stuff.
It's a wonderful opportunity to do this work that we're doing in the third dimension, but also in that fourth dimensional space of the imagination. We're in that higher fourth dimensional space, and there's so much going on in 4D right now, and a lot of it's not pretty. And so for us to really be able to anchor that light in that space is very potent and powerful. As far as the Temple of the White Fountain, I suspect that it's in the fifth density, but they could be reciting in the fourth density. I know Jason's had seers look at this, and I can't recall what they said. I believe they said fifth density, but regardless, we enter through that fourth dimensional space to get there. And so for us to be able to, as a group, after this potent experience at the temple, to be able to anchor that light, I think. I want to thank you, Nexus, for that the gift of that that tool, and thank you everybody for us doing that together.
Molly, I'd like to share if you can hear me now.
I can. Yes.
Oh,
hi.
Okay. Hi. I had to dial back in. It's Tammy.
Oh, Tammy. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, that was really enjoyable. I'm not doing any alchemy like I imagine most of you are. And I went in immediately and was actually rather anticipating what was coming next. And it was all just like right on track with, you know, what you were guiding us through. It was really enjoyable, really deep. I didn't want to get up. And what was interesting was I saw our light bodies. And when we came to the orb in the fountain, Well, I saw crystalline dolphins, which was always a nice thing. The sun is much cooler, and I've heard and I've been perceiving that the new sun, Molly, I forget what our sun is now, but the new sun is more helium-based.
Lighter. Yes, yes, uh-huh. Versus hydrogen. Yeah, it's turning more helium. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've been perceiving that for this last, let's just say this last large segment of time. And so it's very gentle and cooling to me. I'm not getting rushes of energy. I'm not getting strong solar plex, you know, like hydrogen yellow energy. I'm getting very cool. And it was just something else I wanted to bring up because I'm curious what you might respond is that an elder came and it was my hand, her hand, or all of our hands. And the hand was lying down things, lying down chemicals, catting them into the soils, into like the geographies, different particles that go into the soils, like seeding it. And it was, really lovely, really beautiful, and I didn't want to come out.
Yeah, I always love feeling bodies kind of the presence of holding hands in etherically, like the presence is there, almost like a pressure. And it's really cool to feel you in that way.
Mm-hmm. Did you record the call, Mary?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Great. Good. So, you are also welcome to, of course, I invite you to listen to this again. And when you become comfortable with the protocols, then you can, even do it without my voice if you'd like. It's a wonderful space to go and envision this new world that we're creating. And this also, is again is another reason for if you are so inclined to do the ABS training, because it's a very, very powerful tool of creating the new earth. We visit a planet that is, in a sense, it's where Gaia went, but it's something different. But this fifth density planet is being informed by us. And so we are helping to build this planet, but it's also informing us. So it's both ways. We are, when we go to this place, we are learning amazing, we're getting amazing information, and we're also helping to this world is ancient, but it's also brand new because it's in the fifth density. So anyway, if you do the training, you'll start to understand this over time on a experiential level.
Molly.
Yeah. What's that?
That was what I was seeing.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, the more we do envision our heart's desire for the new earth, the more we're giving gravity to that, the more we're mm-hmm. helping put the gravity into that timeline, the positive timeline. So,
right.
Yeah.
And many of us have done it many times.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt.
You guys mean like bring those codes kind of here, like kind of make more of that bridge mm-hmm. more palpable, because that's what would sometimes happen. I did a Shupra. That's the planet that we visit, and I did one outside in a park one time, and there were people in the park at first, and then they just left at the deeper I went into the session, and I was completely alone in this park, and it started to feel like the Shupra was starting to overlay onto where I was, like, we were kind of bleeding into each other a little bit. The light changed and got really golden. It was like that golden hour, and there was just the presence of beings around, and it's pretty magical. So
wow.
See that would be a really powerful technique to start incorporating into your world, to like check in with this kind of, I guess, sandbox of our, what we would, what they call the true imagination, where you, where you're kind of imagining or seeding that into the consciousness, the shared lucid dream we're all in. Yeah.
Can I share, Molly?
Oh, please, yes.
Yeah, it's Denise, yeah.
Hi.
What a fantastic meditation. I've never, ever experienced anything like it. I'm still bawling, sorry. it was just, well, this whole week was, all I could think about was, I'm an avatar. I'm an avatar, and so is all of us, I guess, and everything. It's anyway, I couldn't believe that you ended up telling us that to return to our avatar. Like, I was so blown away, and then that was the finale. That just blew my mind, just so you know. But I just wanted to thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody have a share of these?
What's that, Mary?
I was just wondering if anybody else had a share.
I'm still trying to get over things emotionally, so if I start talking, I'll get all weird.
Well, you already are weird.
Well, duh.
Join the club.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Who's this?
Hey, this is Rachel. I was just sorry. Hi. I ended up having to hang up and rejoin because I was trying to unmute myself and it wasn't working. But I just wanted to share, kind of piggyback what the last gal had said, as far as just, you know, those synchronicities that happen from the beautiful just words that you use to take us on that journey, was the part where you talked about the multi-dimensional selves, because that's something that's just been resonating so much with me personally lately, is that, you know, thinking of our bodies on obviously the third dimension, and that we go so far above and so far below, that, like, to infinity in both directions, and just feeling the alignment. I just felt like the whole journey for me personally felt like this was a time for the beings that were with us to say, remember who you are. Remember, yes, the light within you. Remember,
yes,
that you chose to be here, and like, don't delay. It just, to me, felt so, yeah, like such a mission after that. Like, it was like, okay, like, let's go, you guys. Like, we're here. We chose to be here.
Yeah.
Let's light up and let's do this. Like, it just was so powerful. And so I just thank you so much for just facilitating the space, because it was so strong for me. And it was, it just felt so good, and it just makes me want to, like, you know, follow my wildest dreams and join with other people that are ready to do it now, and just, let's not wait, let's not delay, and let's go.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you.
Wow, that's awesome. That's so inspiring. Thank you.
Hey, if I may, real quick, Molly.
Of course.
So what's going on right now with the energetics is, it's wide open. Something has occurred in this current shift that is allowing all of these outer worldly beings, these people, these entities, whatever you call them, to communicate a lot stronger. And it's our time to take advantage of all of this and make the shifts happen. And what I keep telling people is it's going to be the small, powerful groups, not the big David Icke groups, not the big Maxwell Egan groups, the Richie from Boston's, all those people with 200,000, a million followers. It's going to be the small, powerful groups that understand their true abilities that's going to create the undercurrent that's going to create the tidal wave. So again, you know, I put out my first beacon for everybody to get involved with the light anchoring because it's so simple and you can do it, whether or not that resonates with you. But we need, and I say this with full gratitude and all the power within me, we need to get together. I can't do it alone. I can't do it with 10 people. We need all of us that are here, that are present, that understand the calling. Whatever lights you up, we need to figure out ways to culminate those things and start doing. Because if you just sit here and keep just being, is not going to help. You have to step into your light and you have to start using your power. And not forcefully. This is not a forceful, you know, yeah, I take the bull by the horns in life, but that's just my style. But step into your light, use your heart, and start making the changes by how bright you are and influencing others to possibly make their shift. And that's all we can do.
Yeah. And if I may add to that, because I wholeheartedly agree. And, you know, we have been conditioned as part of the, you know, the web of spells we were raised in of suppressing our light. And now is the time to shine. And with the tools that Nexus has shared, the wings of talk and the anchoring of light, it's a if it resonates with you, it's just so simple, because then we take our essence, we take our feeling tone, our quality of being, and then we can infuse, we can really generate our heart space, our heart Taurus. And then our, you know, and our body Taurus, and just anchor that light in wherever we feel compelled. And then we can just let it go, because the beings that are associated with that can take care of it. So really anywhere we go, we, without even judging, but looking at anything that's a system, whether it's electrical or water or households, neighborhoods, or, you know, just wherever, trees, forests, whatever we, our heart leads us to, just follow your bliss, but do the simple, you know, it's a 1 minute meditation, really. You know, I mean, it can be longer, but it can be very quick. And so just, and there are other tools that we can use, and I encourage you to share them. You know, just that alone is a brilliant way where we don't have to be masters of something. We just need to be ourselves and to anchor this light in all over the planet. So go team.
Oh, and to further add to that, as far as tools, I'm a tool guy. I'm such a tool. Anyways, I have an unlimited amount of digital tools. I have physical tools. I use the alchemy. I have radionics devices. My main thing is I'm going to start sharing some audios with you, with everyone on the Super Beings and on Imagi, that are simply going to rock all of you and put you in the places that you want to be, automated style. It's so crazy. The quantum digital world has put me here. Then Jason's alchemy put me at the next level. And then at this point, I'm literally the super being that I was destined to be. So I'm going to start sharing some of that stuff. And, you know, again, if these things resonate with you, use them. But you'll be start seeing a lot of these things popping up here on both of the sites. So,
hey, I don't want to, let me just jump in real quick and suggest if this feels right, we can do it. But what do you guys think about doing like for the next call? We do like the columns of light and the wings of talk, and kind of do it in a group session where, since we're all together, we can kind of harness the energy. But I was thinking maybe we could do it next Wednesday and give people a chance to read about it and explore it and kind of get familiar with it. And we could do something like that, or we can do it another time if Wednesday evenings is not suitable. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. And personally for
Definitely.
Me, we've always, Wednesdays are the best night for me. So I'm
That's
like,
cool.
let's
no,
do Wednesday. Because I teach.
I mean, maybe we do it like, you know, maybe there also could be like an alternate time or even like a,
yes.
you know,
yeah.
maybe we might not all join in on a call, but like, hey, every day at noon, you know, wherever noon is for, you know, like a designated time, we just stop for a minute and do the wings of talk. And
well, Mary, are these call like the Uber conference, is that something that's, and is it like a paid thing that you guys have, or could I possibly run a call? Because
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
very comfortable with yeah. that meditation, with that whole process. So
mm-hmm.
I'm here to work with anybody, whichever way that we need to do all of this, because honestly, I see nothing more powerful than the people here making moves and lighting this place up.
Yeah, we are probably not utilizing Uber Conference to the full extent. I mean, we do have limits. For example, I think like it cuts us off after 3 hours or something like that. That's how much we're paying for this, for a call at a time. But we could probably use it more, and that would be fine. Or, you know, there's always, I haven't really explored it, but people use Zoom all the time for calls. I don't know if that's like something you have to pay for or subscribe to get that functionality. So there's options for sure. So
yeah, Zoom is a little limited on the amount of people, like 25 for the free account. And I'm not entirely sure, but I think you have to go up in levels, but I don't know.
I think Uber Conference allows us to have up to like 100 people. And
okay.
after that, it might cut people off. But so far, I think tonight we probably had like 25 people, maybe more. I'm not sure.
Hi, can you all hear me now?
Yes.
At one point I counted. Yes. Oh, hi.
Hi, I want to reply. I want to respond to some of the previous comments when I can.
And who is this?
This is Tammy again.
Tammy.
Oh, hi, Tammy. Okay.
Hi. A few things. Backtracking on Nexus's first comment was that I would tend to believe also that even when large groups, and you name some I'm not familiar with, nor do I really care to be, when large groups are doing a lot of enlightened work, I've always felt that I still have worked behind the scenes in much smaller groups and often almost on my own other than out-of-body energies. And so I agreed with that when the comment about smaller groups do more. And for me, it's like path carving, clearing the way, opening the portals. So then the public, then the larger groups come in and do what they will. And then, you know, we find that more of society knows about it. So I definitely agree with that part. And I feel that it's more leading edge in a small group. But I also wanted to bring up, as far as the talk is concerned, do you all know that all of those tools will pretty much do the same work, and that you can use any of the tools and simply ask it, command it, request it, that it does talk's work?
Did not know that.
Yes. And in fact, I was listening to a replay of Brian last night. I think Nexus, you shared with everybody that they don't even have to have the wings of talks. The picture will do. But the truth is a matter. Yeah, the truth is a matter. Is I go back with Brian, not way, way back, but I go back with him, you know, long enough to know this, is that he calls the tools training wheels, because truly we can do everything the tools can do, but in order for us to perceive what we're doing, having the physical tool allows us to perceive, and the day does come, if a person chooses to, they totally do it without the tool.
Right.
That's why I want the full, yeah, okay. So yeah, anybody who's got the other tensor tools from them, and it doesn't even have to be from them, it can be from other places as well, can effectively do all of the same things.
Well, that's what I've been telling people. When we use these tools, it sets you up for your actual true abilities. And it gets to a point where when you understand that your mind is, the quantum mind is the true power, then you don't need any of these tools. I get people that ask me all the time, you have this tool, do you have that tool? I need this. And I'm at the point where I understand that. And I tell them, bro, you don't need any of these tools. That's what I'm realizing. But yeah, that's a key point. You get to a level where you can create any and everything that you have ever known to be in existence, as far as an energetic, and that is a good key point. It takes some time maybe to get there and be comfortable with it.
That's why I'm so grateful. I'm so thrilled, and it's not surprising to me that I found people here who are interested in the tools like I am. I was so motivated, but you know what? I was alone. I'm in a new area, and I have to say that there was a lot of overwhelm. So now at least I feel I can be motivated and I can be energized just from knowing what, like, you're doing, just from knowing that there's other people doing it. But also, there's this other concept that I'm totally coming up with. And I actually reached out to Brian about it, but I'm just wondering if I should bring it up now.
Why not?
Okay. So
you have a powerful think tank guy right here that can help with any ideas, let me tell you.
Who's that? Or what
me.
Is that? Well, that's why I contacted you in the first place.
Well.
Okay.
And so Will, apparently. Let's go, Will.
Okay. So here's what, and just bear with me. Just bear with me if I get a little introverted on my vocabulary. Is that this is based on work I've done before, but not with the tensor tools and not for the same reasons, okay? In the same way that the Earth has a grid, and tonight, Molly, I think you showed us what I'm talking about, this grid, this different grid work. It's not the same physical grid that the Earth that we've had always. This is a grid that wants to come down to where we are, using indigo streams. Did you get my email about the indigo?
I did.
Okay. Using the indigo stream, but see, it's not a group effort. Molly, may I just actually say that what you were talking about, what you guided us through after the meditation, is something that I've been perceiving, and it really helped a lot. Maybe I will listen to the replay, because obviously I lack the vocabulary to depict what I'm already doing. So I just want to thank you. I really enjoyed that, and not only did I enjoy it, but I'm very grateful and very relieved, because, well, it tells me I'm on track. It tells me I've been on track. And there's like a fulfillment. There's a feedback that I get from my own little self in knowing that I'm on track. And I just want to thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and you know, with the grids, there's new grids. We're a lot of the old grids on the planet were either absconded or, you know, kind of part of the false matrix. And so there's a lot of new grids and new pathways, even new ley lines that are being formed right now, or some of them have been put in place like since 2012. I mean, but it's happening more and more.
Polly, do you work on that, or are you familiar with how it's done? Because that's the conversation that I'm having. I kind of mentioned it to Nexus, and I kind of reached out. I did reach out to Brian to see if he's interested. Are you knowing or active in organizing these grids? Because what I'm seeing is that the diamond-esque energies that want to come, I'm going to call it here, you know, I know it's a new Earth, or Dolores Cannon just talks about adding more layers of cellophane on the existing hologram. However you want to say it, I'll just say here that really more energies want to come down in those diamond-esque that you were talking about. I call them diamond-esque. But the thing is, it seems to me they want to gift us the tools to do it, because not talking about the regular Earth grids, but I think it's talking about the solar system grids, is that the columns that we're putting up, I asked Brian if he'll talk about it in questions and answers. What I'm perceiving on the columns we're putting up for, you know, the towers and the water, all that stuff, I'm perceiving them to be local in dimension, even though it's etheric energy. Now, we can imagine that goes all the way to infinity, but the fact of the matter is, I don't think that that's what we're creating. They're still local on this plane of Earth. Is the way but I want to hear what Brian says about that. Mm-hmm. So from beyond, or let's just call it on high to here, what I'm perceiving is there's another grid that they want opened up. Now, does that resonate with you, Molly?
Well, you know, I'm a more of a seer, so I don't necessarily, I haven't been one of the people actually doing the grid work unless I get specific direction, like for instance from the beings of the White Fountain. Although it's funny because I look through stuff I've written like 5 years ago, and obviously right. I am doing this work, but I'm
right
probably not doing it all, excuse me, in the 3D. I'm doing it in the dream
right.
state,
in our sleep.
You know, so I think there's a, I think if you're getting a call, then it needs to be done. I think there's, but I do think that there's a lot of, it's just like in our own bodies right now, our bodies are creating, in a sense, we can visualize it this way. We're creating new neural networks. Our bodies are being rewired. You know, our DNA is uncoiling, we're being activated, and even the energetic pathways in our body are starting to shift and change and open up. And I think the same thing is happening with the Earth. What the beings of the White Fountain told me is that there's actually, like for instance, there's actually gold that is growing right now in the
Earth.
Well,
that's what, may I interject? Okay.
Please.
Because otherwise you'll say 20 things and then I'll rush to try and talk. Okay. Yeah. I had been lying down, putting back gold in the old Earth layer we were on. And now it's just like not what gold used to be, as in food is not what food used to be. You know, none of it is wholesome. None of it is complete. That's what I was talking about when I saw the elder hand. And it was me doing the work, but I clearly saw her hand. She was patting down, I just call it seeds, when I'm not real, when my iteration's not flowing. She was putting down seeds for the platinums or the iridiums or the golds. That was all the type of work that I'm interested in. Finding other people who either have a sense that maybe they've done that before, or that is an area of interest to them, and it goes through the land, the seas, of course, everything you said, the land, the seas, via the air, and then, of course, it spores back up into the air. So all of that, and see, for me, it pertains to the tools, because we want to, myself and my team, and also meaning, you know, whoever feels the call in this group. We want to help thread and weave the routes for them to come through.
So, Tammy, what I think is that there's going to be a culmination. There's going to be groups that do heavy 3D work, heavy etheric 3D work, and then there's going to be groups that are called to do the type of work that you are doing or you're thinking about, that's with the outer worldly stuff that's going to open the grid. It's just, and I'm glad that you bring that up, because that opens up another avenue for others to try to realize what their calling is with this work, with this service, because there's multiple layers of it. There's the Sri Yantra work, there's the columns of light, there's the outer grids, there's the inner grids that I'm actually going to start working with the new pyramids that Brian is bringing out. So you seem like you're more of an etheric, way beyond where I'm capable of even imagining at this point. So my calling is bringing me to the land-based stuff, the water, the transmissions.
Well, absolutely. Mine is too. The thing is that I perceive how it gets here.
Right,
and
right.
They want help with that. And the tensor tools, that's what I'm saying. I, you know, the problem was the email to Brian was a bit long, and, you know, we don't even know if he'll have time to get to it, even though I tried to keep it brief. I asked him if he would, I asked him if he would address in his question and answers, are these tensor and the pyramids you're talking about, which I'm not, I stopped following it because I'm not purchasing, you know, haven't been purchasing, so I just left it alone. Okay, anyway, what I said a few moments ago, are they local? No, they're not local, but are we using them only local?
Right, okay.
You see, because, you know,
email him and get his phone number and call him? I talked to him the other night.
And I love Mary's idea, because some folks here, Tammy, may not be familiar with all of this yet. So
And forgive me for that. And plus, I thought about that, taking everybody's time for a conversation that doesn't interest most people. But the thing is, I feel alone, and I'm very, very, very grateful just to be able to talk about any of it.
Oh, for sure. And I think I love Mary's idea of us doing a call next week and putting together some, you know, like some group work we can do on the call, and then maybe seeing about having a time each day where as many people, you know, that if you have the opportunity or can join in to combine our energies together and do our work wherever we are. But I think that you know, the spirit's leading us, and if we've done our shadow work, or not that we're ever done with shadow work, but we do our shadow work, we've been doing our internal house cleaning, we've been on our paths, and, you know, I mean, maybe some folks are just starting to wake up, and some folks have been on a path of awakening for a long time, but now is the clarion call is happening. Now is the time to step into our service. So how do I serve? Well, we serve by where we have our interests. So for your case, Tammy, this is like intriguing for you and interesting. It's interesting, I think, to all of us too, but I mean, you're being called for this. So I think that you're really onto something, and you're finding where you can really utilize your skills to serve. And I think for all of us, that's really our task at hand. If we don't know already, I think we're starting to get an inkling of, you know, how am I contributing to this, you know, new game we're playing, you know? So
yeah, when I was doing columns, I used the golden light rod. And, you know, so I did the areas that I travel through locally, and then got bored, wasn't fulfilled, and it's been quite a while now. And so I definitely, I'm going to say suffered, because it's like if you don't use it, you lose it. And that's not a way to thrive, not a way to be happy. So thank you all that I, you know, have this opportunity to just bring some of it up.
Yeah, thank
you. I love
you.
Everybody's concepts are so just insightful around this. And it's been a while since I've done any kind of conscious work. I mean, I would think that everybody on this call on some level is, if you know, we're multidimensional and we're here, right? We came here, then at least in the dream world, we're doing work, like planetary-wide work, and on those kinds of maybe astral or deeper levels. And so for, this is going to be kind of like brushing up on skills that people are bringing to the table, and that may be totally brand new for other people, and we can all learn from each other, and it, I guess you could say like a good guidance would be, what is it that lights you up? Where do you feel, even if you're not 100% confident in what that looks like, but if you're finding that I'm getting the answers to the questions that I'm seeking, if it's the right path, like I'm running into information that's like, aha, that's what I was looking for, right on. So I think once we just start bringing the intention of, okay, we're going to do this, and I don't really quite know how it's going to look, but I'm down to learn, then we can share with each other like the basic exercises. And then from there, we'll just continue to learn, because if anything, Molly can attest to this, it doesn't ever stop. Like there's no ceiling for any of the stuff that we learn in this, what I would term like alchemical path. So I'm very excited to see how
what does that mean, alchemical path? What does that mean in the alchemical path?
Well, I guess what I was referring to is this group of people that met maybe under the auspice of like, or the umbrella of it's a super being. But even if you are not taking alchemy, I would think that you are finding yourself going through a transformational process that is somewhat
that's
cyclical.
That's what you meant by alchemical? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Where you're constantly going through a refining process, and there's no
I'm totally seeing the sun. That I don't know if it's here yet. I'm totally seeing it, or if not seeing it, feeling it. And whereas my energy used to be very, excuse me, but quite potent, it actually feels like it's fueled with something much cooler. So Yeah, the helium gas. You know, you get high and you laugh on.
That is wild. And, you know, Molly's been saying for years, it's really funny. She's like, hey, so have you noticed that the sun doesn't look yellow anymore? It's like white.
I know, Molly. I took pictures and then, listen, Molly, yes, it's like a moon. Okay, so I took all these pictures and I go into the market because I want to know, am I the only one in a 50-mile radius that notices this?
Yeah.
So I take pictures, I go into the market, and I say, hey, you know, the guy, you know, hi, do me a favor, would you look at my phone, and no problem. And I said, is that look like our sun? And he said, no, it's your photo has a glare in it.
You know, but these are the same people who have not noticed that they've been spraying stuff in the sky for the last, you know, 10 plus years. So, you know, what can you say? I mean, you know, some people just don't notice. It's like, remember when we used to draw suns and they were, when we were kids and the suns were yellow? When's the last time you've seen a yellow sun?
That's the thing. My solar plex stopped doing that huge, huge yellow central sun. It stopped. And I'm so glad to know that you see it too. I'm so happy.
Yeah, well,
so many of the planets are going through that higher energy. You know, we're going through that higher energy zone, so they're all changing.
Yeah.
There's some planets, and you all would know what they, I don't know who it was. I forget. It might have been Jupiter because I never studied those things. Then, you know, and this was like a chunk of a diamond in the sky that I could touch. And, you know, I watch everybody go by and they don't look up and they don't, you know, they don't notice. And so I asked another young woman, and sure enough, so she was an indigo. And sure enough, she said, oh, my goodness, it's just like a chunk of a diamond sitting there in the sky, close enough like you just could put your hand on it. And
how lovely. Well, and I think our sight is becoming more, the veils are thinning. And so we're seeing things more brilliantly now as well. Or the potential for that is here, you know, for, you know, if you know what I mean. I mean, you know, things are just a little brighter, a little more sparklier, you know, and so and we can elicit that, I think, too, by just really letting the love glow from us, and it shines on the world. You know, you guys, I wish I could keep on with this call, but I actually have to go. So I think it would be
beautiful.
Yeah. And you guys are, I mean, if I don't know what Mary has to do, but it, you know, you don't have to go just because I'm going, but you know, let's Mary and I will talk to Nexus, and we'll talk about a call for next week. And I'm excited. I'm excited about this. And, you know, I think it would be really good to talk about the Sri Yantra also. Maybe we can make that a part of the call as well, or we make that another call. But I think that's something that would be really good for us to communicate with each other and ground into our experience with each other of what we're all doing and experiencing with the Sri Yantra. So, you know, so thank you, everybody. Mary, I'm going to say goodbye, and I love you all very much, and have good dreams tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You too.
All right. Well, thanks. I'll
just go ahead and stop the recording right now. Whoa.
Okay. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.